I guess the news shouldn't surprise me when I read in the paper and I hear on the radio of yet another adult abusing children. This week, a woman tries to drown her own children. And it's difficult. But there are people in Kansas City who are trying to do something about this. Joining us today is someone who is doing just that. Debbie Howland, she's the coordinator for the Kansas City Child Abuse Roundtable Coalition. Debbie, thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
We imagine in Kansas City that we don't have these problems.
Well, sadly, in Kansas City, child abuse has become even more critical. You may remember that in the last 6 months, there have been three very high-profile cases of children locked in closets, locked to a pole in a basement, and another little girl locked in a bedroom with no food or any toys. These children have come to the media's attention, and that's why I'm so appreciative that finally we often say a tragedy is what it takes to get everyday citizens to pay attention to an issue. But I'm very appreciative that the media really is paying attention. As far as abuse and neglect, it happens in every state and every community across social and economic boundaries. It's not just an urban issue. It's not just a rural issue. But sometimes it takes a tragedy to really get people to focus on it, think about it, care about it, ask questions about it.
Especially poignant because April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Some people imagine, even now, after all the news, that the greatest threat to our children is from the stranger. That's not the case, is it?
No, it's not. Adults in children's everyday normal lives, whether it be a relative, a parent, a neighbor, a friend, a boyfriend, a girlfriend of the parent, just those who have access, regular access to children, are typically the perpetrators of these heinous crimes. What we see as experiences no child should ever have to suffer.
What do I look for? What are the signs that a child is being abused?
Well, of course, the complicating factor is the different kinds of abuse: sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and certainly neglect is a very key point of abuse. But when a child's personality seems to have changes for no apparent reason, obviously physical abuse, the bruises or red marks or unexplainable injuries to a child, that those are the obvious ones, and certainly everyone can notice those. But I think what's even more complicated is paying attention to a child's personality or the kinds of questions a child may ask or the kinds of statements a child may make that might clue an adult into the fact that there's something going on in their lives and possibly, if not physical or sexual abuse, some emotional abuse.
Our guest is Debbie Howland. She's the coordinator for the Kansas City Child Abuse Roundtable Coalition. We're talking about April being National Child Abuse Prevention Month. How can I help, Debbie? What can I do if I suspect there's abuse going on?
First and most basic important message we're trying to get out during the month of April for Child Abuse Prevention Month is that both Kansas and Missouri have toll-free numbers. I think a lot of people just don't realize the toll-free numbers are there. People say, I don't want to get involved. They fear retaliation of the parent or the family. They don't want to be investigated by the police. These phone calls can be made anonymously. Any suspicion can be reported to the Kansas or Missouri Child Abuse Hotline. From Kansas, the number is 800-922-5330. And in Missouri, it's 800-392-3738. Write those numbers down. Pay attention to those children in your lives. Even a lot of people say to me, well, I don't have a child. Yes, but you may have a neighbor or a coworker or a niece or nephew or grandchild that you need to be paying attention to and watching for the signs of physical, sexual, or emotional abuse.
And if folks want to find out more on the internet, what's the website they need to go to?
PreventChildAbuseKC.org.
let's bring this a little closer to home. You have some statistics that were just recently released about child abuse in Jackson County. Tell us about that.
The Partnership for Children, which is a local Kansas City organization, released the Kids Count data book for 2012. The stats are not encouraging, I have to tell you. As of Tuesday, the Kids Count data book for 2012 says that child abuse and neglect in Jackson County has increased, and sadly, 6,067 cases just in Jackson County. So that's not including Cass, Clay, and Platte, which of those
6,000 cases.
And that's child abuse and neglect. Those were cases that were substantiated. Those are not including the...
Oh, this is not just allegations. These
absolutely
are substantial cases that,
yes,
that are reliably determined to exist.
Exactly. And then the other statistic for 2012 is that the number of out-of-home placements, so this means children that have been removed from their biological home due to suspected abuse or neglect or substantiated abuse and neglect, has also increased. 988 children were removed from their home during 2012 in Jackson County and placed in either foster care or kinship care arrangements.
Now, this is all kind of depressing, but there are things we can do about it. I have a strong feeling that when you said people are embarrassed or they're too, it's my sister, mm-hmm, and who wants to do that? But there are numbers to contact people anonymously that will start action being taken. Give us those numbers again, please.
Sure. In Kansas, 800-922-5330. In Missouri, 800-392-3738. And I think what's important is... you may remember the case last summer where the little girl was found locked in the closet, mm-hmm, and had been for many years. And I say, hooray, what success that someone paid attention and picked up the phone. Our theme, because of that very case, as well as the one that followed the month after the little girl locked in a bedroom, mm-hmm, and then, of course, most recently, the young boy locked in the basement, our theme this year for April is don't ignore the signs. And in every one of those high-profile cases in Kansas City, someone did the right thing. And I think that so often we focus on the negative and, oh, how depressing and how horrific,
sure,
these cases,
sure,
are. But I always try to help the media understand at least someone did the right thing.
Someone has tried to break that cycle.
And I say
and
those,
that is positive.
And those three lives were saved because someone simply picked up the phone. And we don't, in two of the cases, we don't know who that was. In the youth that was locked in the basement, the neighbor who did make the call came forward and talked to the media about that. But I say three lives were saved because of a simple phone call to a toll-free number.
Our guest has been Debbie Howland, the coordinator of the Kansas City Child Abuse Roundtable Coalition. Thank you for being here today.
I'm delighted to be here. And I just want to say that the Kansas City Child Abuse Roundtable Coalition, we want, our goal is to see Kansas City become a community that cares about and knows about and understands the issues surrounding child abuse and neglect, and then puts money and time and effort into programs that support children.